Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and, well, I was going to make it funny, but I decided to hold back from the humor. Well, I won't, because I have a joke for you. So, thought I'd have some fun. It's kind of a potpourri kind of show today, lots of different odds and ends stuff. You know, I talk about lots of things on the show, and I like to get into different various topics. I take your calls, and the last few times I've had the show, we've talked about past lives and people who have passed, dead people. Okay, so if you're willing to do that, let's do that. I think I've changed the write-up for the show a little bit about helping answer questions, but it's about the when, why, where, how, not so much where, but the when, okay, but mostly the how and what and why, whatever your question. So I don't want to answer just the when, because that gets boring, just the when's this going to happen. No, it's about what do you have to do, and how can you make it happen, and how can you speed up the time frame? So if you have those kind of questions about, and sometimes your past lives will get into that, because you'll learn a little bit more about your purpose, why you're here in this lifetime. A lot of times has to do with past lives, and also has to do with your roles or your purpose in general, like if you're a warrior or a princess, or whatever it is. Nah, not too many. That's not a typical archetype princess, right? I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe you are a princess. Who knows, right? Maybe you came to be the queen or the king of something, right? A CEO, that's a king. There are a lot of kings out there. So you'd say they're queens. You could be the queen of industry or the king of industry. The CEO of a big company, that's a role. Maybe you were that in the past life, but you were king of a country or a queen. Queen Elizabeth, who knows? Okay, so I told you I'm a little rambling a little bit, have some articles. One I thought it was about health I wanted to get into. I'll take your calls, 770 and 202. That's the order. That's the sequence of what people called in under. So we'll get into healthy foods. I thought it'd be fun. Slideshow on 15 immune-busting foods. I always want to be healthy, right? And what helps us, our immune system, what kind of foods? So taking all those crazy drugs that the doctor gives me to take, right? Okay. So what are we doing? Okay. So let me start with a joke. And then we'll get into the calls and we'll do some other things. And they have some other articles. And we'll see how much time we have left after all this. So where's my joke? It went away. It's on my iPad. Okay. Doc, the man yells, I've lost my memory. Calm down, sir. When did this happen? The man looked at him. When did what happen? Okay. I know that's funny, and I think it's funny, but I have an older brother that I visit, and he's 80, in his 80s, and he's starting to lose his memory. I think he's asked me 3 times, oh, when's your birthday? It's November. Oh, are those glasses new? No, I've had them for a year. So I'm starting to worry about him a little bit. But that happens when you get older. So, you know, let's talk about some of these brain foods. I should get him on some brain foods to stimulate the memory again, right? He had a stroke. Well, why should I talk about my brother? And you folks want to talk about what you want to talk about. So, was it same mother, different father? So he's like 18 years older than me, something like that. Wow, big difference, huh? Who was it I was reading about? Oh, Frank Gifford died, a former football player, announcer, Monday Night Football. And he remarried his, well, wife, Kathy Lee Gifford, right? And he was in his late 50s. So he has a son that's 22, and he was 84 when he died. But he also has a son that's 40-something, you know, 49, I think. So his oldest son could be the son of his youngest son. So there's that kind of age difference. So I thought, well, I'm not as bad as my brothers, you know. So, okay. So much for Frank Gifford. He was married 3 times. Sometimes that happens. People have children at an older age with a younger wife. I'm not up for that myself. Yeah, right, sure. Homie's not going there. Okay, let me take a call and see what's going on with you guys. I'm just babbling a little bit today. Yes. Hello.
Yes, hello, George. How are you?
I'm okay. How about you? Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Maria. Thank you so much for taking this call.
Well, you're welcome, Maria. What's going on with Maria?
Well, I was hoping you can give me some insight, maybe into a past life or medium reading, because the path that I had been on for most of my life, relating to, you know, addressing a lot of these environmental chemicals that are making people sick, I thought that was my destiny. It was something, I mean, people really related to when I spoke about it, and I've been able to make a living, but off of it, but now it is becoming a bit distressing. There are a lot of attacks, a lot of doom and gloom, very little hope. It's like I'm up against the world, and there's very, like I said, very little hope, very little support. I
like
feel very alone.
Climbing Mount Everest without oxygen, right?
Yeah, and I've reached the point where I don't even know if it's worth it anymore. I thought this was my goal and my destiny, but I don't know.
Well, I have some points from Spirit about that, but let's say look at a past life. Maybe that would help you a little, indicate a little bit more about your purpose. Because sometimes purposes are more general than versus specific, if you know what I mean by that. So what year were you born? I have to go backwards in time.
73.
So let me have Spirit take you back to when you died in the past life. Wow, it's pretty clear. I get it. Like 1938. You were an activist, and maybe no wonder you're frustrated. You were an activist in that lifetime. Okay? You know, when you said that, and the first thing that came to me, the first energy I got was Germany. Okay? Germany. You were an activist against the Nazi regime. Ooh, not a good thing. Not a good thing to be, right? You didn't like that. No. I keep getting Jewish, but I'm maybe not. You would naturally go to Jewish, but I'm not getting a strong energy around that. But you just didn't agree with their policy. Okay? That's what I get. So I'll give you what Spirit says that you were in that lifetime and many lifetimes. You're a warrior for truth. A warrior for truth. Does that ring? That resonate with you at all?
Definitely. I keep discovering truths even when I'm not even searching. Like truths just kept dropping in my lap, and I'm like, well, now what am I going to do?
So let's get back to your purpose and destiny. Now, let's say your destiny is to be a warrior for something, right? And it doesn't. Spirit's funny, because they're going, it doesn't necessarily have to be a warrior for something, the big cause and change the world. It could be a warrior for something positive. Okay? I keep hearing, and I don't know why I keep hearing this, and you have to decide what that is. It's not that you're never going to stop being a warrior, but you can stop being a warrior for what you're doing. Does that make sense? In that lifetime, you were forced to stop. You had no choice. Well, you know, gun to the head stops people from doing what they're doing, right? When the bullet goes through you, you stop being a warrior for whatever it is.
What, is that how I died?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
A bullet to the head. Yeah.
Oh, great.
But this lifetime, you don't have to do any of that, okay? But I think you're getting frustrated because you're probably about the same age as you were when you died in the past life, and that's where your frustration is at, okay? It's not that anybody's going to put a bullet to your head, but you're feeling that frustration over that past life and that lifetime now. Like, I got to make a change quick, right?
I mean, I get some attacks now.
Yeah. So, I get, yes, you need to be a warrior, but you can be a warrior for something else. Like, I hear it as be a warrior for humor, or be a warrior for light, or be a warrior for love, or be a warrior for peace, versus a cause that, because, you know, and people attack you for being a warrior for peace, but that's kind of like, yeah, really? Seriously? You know what I mean? Take up a cause or something in your life that will bring light to people's lives is how I hear it. Something that will bring light or love to people's lives. because you're up against the wall as an environmental, and I agree with you, and I'm a big climate change kind of person, and I really believe in doing what we do individually to affect climate change, but not at the bigger level. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I'm at the smaller level and the bigger level, and I've invested so much into what I'm doing.
Well, you need a reevaluation is what I hear for you.
Right.
A reevaluation. You need some time out. Time out. Go sit in the corner with, you know, never mind. You know what I mean? Time out. Just time out. Okay? Pray on it. I don't know why. You must be religious at some level?
I'm very spiritual.
Yeah, or pray or meditate on it. Ask for your higher guidance to point you a way that you can be a warrior in this lifetime without the ill effects of being a warrior. Does that make sense?
I'll try that.
You got to. You have to, dear. Because this is draining you physically. I can tell your energy level is draining, and you don't want to get into a place of physical illness over it, do you? It's already affecting you physically. It's already causing you anxiety. I bet you have stomach problems, don't you?
Yeah, at times.
Yeah, and that's what Spirit's telling me. So you got to change your course. You got to be a warrior for something peaceful, something positive, something that people will celebrate. Okay.
You know, I thought making I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I thought making people healthy was good. Protecting the babies was good.
Yeah, I know, but you're getting a resistance to the way it's going about, aren't you?
Yeah, but then I've spoken to other people, and they've said that resistance, it comes with the territory. Look at Jesus. Look at Dr. King. Look at all these other people. And
okay, let's. I mean, you're going to make your choices here, and you're going to decide what you want to do. And a certain level of resistance, if you can push through the resistance, is great. But do you want to be a martyr?
No.
Because they were martyrs, in a way, right?
Yeah.
And I don't really feel like you want to die for your cause.
No, not at all.
Okay, so you have to make a shift. And you have to do it in a way that is more peaceful. Peaceful is the word for you, okay? You have to find a way to be a warrior so more and more people will accept the path you're on. So it's just a reevaluation of how you're doing it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm hearing something. Do you deal with products or you just deal with information?
I deal with information, but I do have a Amazon affiliate store where someone could buy environmental products off my website.
Okay.
But
well,
I don't
maybe
sell
need,
them.
Maybe you need to get into the product end of it, products that are simple, easy to buy, and aren't too expensive, and are
right.
and are healthy.
I thought about that, right.
And get away from the information battle.
Right.
Because products, they either reject it or accept it, and if you do a nice
pitch. Exactly.
And you don't have to get caught up in the battle over it. And you can be, you
Gosh,
know, you can be
aware. Propaganda. I'm sorry. I keep cutting you off.
I know. I'm not going to
tell you much. You excite me too much.
What? I'm sorry?
I said you excite me too much. I keep cutting you off. I'm sorry.
Well, don't get excited here now. Relax, you know. Never mind. But you got to do something with product versus information because products they reject or accept, you know. And you can take it. You know, it's less personal, right?
Right.
This is very personal to you. Like they rejected what I have to say. They attacked what I had to say.
It's not just what you have to say. Like, they attack you personally,
well,
not just your words, but you. Like,
yeah,
these are...
Yeah, but I understand that. I get that. So I'm really feeling that you still need to stay as being a warrior and stay into the cause or a cause. If this is a... And your destiny is to be a warrior and not specifically in an area that you've chosen to be in. You just kind of gravitated to this area of where to be a warrior. Does that make sense? Because you feel strongly in that area.
Right, and I understand it better than most, that I believe.
So you just need to make a shift in your
right.
approach so that you're not attacked. And that's why I got product versus information.
Right.
And you got to stop reading the reviews about the product, too. Products.
Yeah.
And not take the reviews personal. Because you didn't make the products, right?
Right. Right.
Okay. So, contemplate this.
I will. Are there any media messages also? Oh. I mean, you've given me so much already.
Well, I got a couple other calls. Let me just do this real quick.
Okay.
And see if there's anybody in your... Anybody comes in through for you... Not a family member. I'm not getting male or female yet, but not a family member. Somebody who died not that many years ago that you knew personally.
Okay.
Colleague, friend, something like that. It feels like it's just not a. They're, maybe I'm way off, but I'm picking up this, and sometimes I'm picking up somebody else's calling in too. But I don't know if there's anybody that you've known pretty well in a professional or relationship, business-wise, or colleague of some kind that died not too long ago. And it feels more male than female, okay?
I do.
Is it male?
Yes, it's a male.
Okay, so I don't get – I wish I could get names, but they never give me names. I don't know why. Maybe they'll trust me with a name. I don't know. So is there a message? Okay. He's contradicting everything I said.
Wow.
No, I'm not. Completely. Because he's saying, don't leave hope. It's going to turn around soon for you.
Oh, my goodness. I know who that is. He works in my field.
Okay. Don't lose hope.
Oh,
it's going
great.
To turn around. So you need to shift your energy still a little bit so you're not so frustrated by it. But so that's the message. Don't lose hope because it's going to turn around soon. Soon being in the next, yeah, it feels like you still got to get through the next few months, okay?
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
You got to get back off the information because the attacks are too personal for you.
Yeah, they
okay?
crossed the line. Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you so
you
much, George.
You got to get away. You're welcome. You take care.
Thank you.
Okay.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
I should have started with the person, the friend, you know, that died. That would have been, we would have saved a lot of time. Okay, that's all right. We had fun. It was interesting. But that lady's just got up. She's got to just shift gears a little bit. Let me take a couple other calls. That was fun. Yes, it was. I got to clear my energy field a little bit. I should be burning sage around me all day with people. Okay, hello.
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 Hi, this is Anna.
How is Anna today?
I'm not too bad, actually.
Oh, then why are you calling if you're not bad? I'm kidding. I always wanted to say that, and I never say it, you know?
Well,
what's going on?
You could say that. I am pondering a decision regarding my relationship, and
oh, no.
I'm just wondering, is there any guidance as to, like, the best way to let this person go? Because, you know, it hurts me to feel
okay,
like I'm leaving
okay.
this person behind.
Can you give me at least the first initial? You don't have to give me the name if you're not comfortable.
Sure. It's S like Sam.
But it's not Sam. It's a male energy, right?
No. It's my boyfriend. And
okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Let me give you the words I heard for you right away. I got they spirits kind of telling me, don't beat around the bush.
Mm.
Does that make
okay.
sense? You know what they mean by that? You can't
yeah.
go ho hum. When am I going to do this? Well, should I do this? When am I? You got to be direct.
Okay.
And it's for your own sanity, for your own personal development. The more you hear, that's how I hear it. And this is not me, and I'm not trying to be a therapist here. This is what I hear from spirit. The more you delay making a decision for your future, the more difficult it is for you to move on. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I just, we did break up before, and he kind of made it difficult for me in certain ways. So I'm just trying to figure out the best way to go about it without a lot of drama and problems.
But there's going to be drama.
Yeah.
There's going to be hurt feelings. It's mm-hmm. obviously, you're not going to send him a text and say, I don't want to talk to you ever again, right?
Right.
You're going to somehow meet him in person. Okay, here's what I hear, too. Wait a minute. I back up, because what the Spirit says is they write him a letter first, handwritten letter, send it to him, and then follow up with a conversation. Kind of prep him for what you're trying to do. And if he gets all upset and doesn't want to meet, well, then that's on him, not you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the letter you say, you know, because of our past, you know, and it's time for us to go separate ways, or however you're going to put it. But at the end, if you want to, let's meet and talk more about this, because I really want a face-to-face kind of thing. And if he gets all upset and says, I don't want to do it, whatever, then you've done what you need to do, and he's already cut the cord. Got it?
Okay.
But I think it'd be easy. The letter, I don't know so much about an email. That's up to you, because I see the handwriting. But a letter to him basically saying why you're doing it, don't make this long, drawn out, and then if you would like to talk about it, let's meet and finalize everything, basically, right?
Right. Okay.
And then if he blows up, then it's on him, not you, right?
Right. From what you're seeing, I'm on the right track with this decision. I just don't see he's going to change or make, not change, but take the steps to do his
okay,
part.
So the question is really, is he going to do anything in the future that you're going to regret this decision, right? No.
Right, is he? Okay.
No. Okay. Is he going to change and adapt and be less, I get the words, he's kind of controlling, isn't he?
Controlling, but he's... I don't feel he's totally committed. It's been like 3 years, and
dear, let it go.
Yeah.
Let him go.
Yeah. Okay. I just, you know, I feel like I've done all
let
I can.
Him, let no. See, you're a wonderful human being. You're a beautiful woman, and you're putting this hope out here that somebody's going to come around to a workable situation, and he's using you is the words I hear.
Mm.
Get mad at him. Get mad at him. It's easier.
No, that's not hard.
Well, get mad. If you're mad at him, it's easier to let go. If you always have hope that he's going to come back and he's going to change, he's going to be this, he's going to be that. No. If it's been 3 years and you're going through this up and down roller coaster of relationship for 3 years.
Yeah.
It's a long time. If you would have said 3 months or 4 months, I would have thought, well, maybe you want to work out a little bit more.
Yeah, okay. No.
3 years is a long time not to have a commitment.
Mm-hmm. Well, he says he is, and he's not totally.
But actions speak louder than words, right?
Right, exactly.
And you know how you want him to commit to you, and he's not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Right? Nope.
Right. Okay.
You
thank
got it?
You very much. I appreciate
it. It's your choice always, but Spirit would tell you prolonging the decision is only going to make your life more miserable.
Okay.
Think about it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
We do that, don't we? She's not the only one. I've been supposedly in love with somebody, and this person got married recently to somebody else, and I'm still going, oh, she made a mistake. You know, so we do it. We're humans. We hang on to stuff that never changes. You know, they don't change, and you think they're going to change, and they don't change, and you want them to change. And so, yeah, This is I got a couple calls, a 917 and a 203. You're on hold, but let me give you this little thought that just kind of popped in. Replacement is better than regret. Now, I don't know if you believe with that, agree with me in that, or not. Replacement is better than regret. I don't know. That's just a weird thing that popped in. What do you think about that one? You think you agree? You disagree? Replacement is better than regret. I've never thought about that one. It just popped in. Whoa. Okay, let me take a call. I think that's an interesting thought. I have to analyze that one deeper. Replacement is better than regret. Hello. What do you think?
Hello.
That one, replacement is better than regret. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. I think what Spirit's saying is if you move on and if you look for something else in your life, and that's necessarily just a person, but moving on to a better situation, it's better than, I shouldn't have done this, I shouldn't have done that, I shouldn't have left this person, you know, whatever, okay? About relationships. So who am I speaking to?
Hi, you're speaking with A.
Who?
A.
A, like an apple?
Yep.
So what's going on, A? A? It's not hey, it's A, right?
I don't really have a question. I was just listening in.
Okay. Well, do you want to see if you had something about a past life that might be interesting to you while you're listening? If you just want to listen, I'll put you back on hold.
Yeah, past life sounds good.
Okay, so what year were you born? It's just between you and I.
You're 73.
70? Well, you're young. My goodness. 73. Wow, you came back quickly. Some people don't come back as fast. Well, because you had a good life. It was the mid-50s that you died. Okay? Mid-50s.
Okay.
Where did you live? I get Midwest United States. Midwest United States. It feels around Chicago. I don't know why I get around Chicago, but you live near Chicago. You were in your 80s when you died. You were in your 80s. So you lived a complete life. And it was a pretty happy life. And I'm trying to figure out female. I don't get male around you. Near Chicago. I hear it as you had a ton of kids, or a few kids, not a ton of kids, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you do now for work?
I work with kids.
That's cool because you were a social worker in that life, like a social worker. I think what you were is a nurse that functioned as a social worker kind of person, okay?
Okay.
You worked with families as a nurse, but I think it was a function as a social worker. Kids, lived a good life, had kids. But, yeah, so you wanted to come back and do it again, basically. That's why you popped back in so quickly. Yeah, you were a happy camper. You just got old. Getting old is normal, huh, I guess, isn't it? Something like that.
That can't be replaced.
Getting old? Well, you can't. It's hard to go backwards. It would be nice, right?
Yep.
Revert a little.
Can't go backwards.
But, so if there was a message for you from that life, the message is, you're on your path. You're in the right place. Okay? You're in a good place. Everybody's got problems, but you're basically in a good place.
Okay.
Keep up the good work, basically. Keep up the good work.
Okay.
But here's what I hear. I get their butt part. You know, I always like the butt part. But the butt part means you need more time for you.
More time for me?
Yeah, so a little more time for you.
Okay.
When's the last time you went on vacation and took a trip somewhere and just got away from everybody and everything? Huh? When's the last time you did that? Huh?
That was in January.
Well, you need another one soon, okay?
Yeah, it's coming in a week and a half.
Yeah, because it's about that time for you. You need that, okay?
Yes, I need a change of scenery. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, you got to recharge your batteries a bit, okay?
I'm only gone for 2 weeks. I hope it's enough.
If you could stretch it a couple more days, that would be good, but it probably will. You know, it's like the battery charger, like you're like running at about 20 now. If you 0 to 100, you're running around 20 right now. The 2 weeks will get you about 2 weeks will get you to about 85, close to not quite 90. If you wanted a few more days, you'd get to 100. Okay?
I know. I wish.
Okay.
I chose my work before.
Yeah, you'll get there. Yeah, you need to recharge your battery every 6 or 8 months.
Yeah.
Okay?
I agree.
So, yeah, but basically you're a good place, but you need to recharge. Okay? Take care.
Yeah. Do you see anybody from my past coming back?
What do you mean by your past? Explain a little bit more.
Any ex-boyfriends
no.
coming back? Or
no.
Okay.
Ex-boyfriends? No. Whatever, okay, well, let's put it this way. This is what I hear, because love and relationships and friendships and all that stuff. Whatever will approach you in the future, and I don't think it's that far away, because they was ready to say near, but near could be deceptive, because near could be a year
yeah.
from now. But whatever is going to approach you in the near future will be fresh out of the box, brand new.
Okay.
You need fresh.
Good.
You don't need old drama.
No.
Okay.
It doesn't change, the old drama. It doesn't change.
No. No, you have enough drama in your life. You need somebody who can entertain you.
Yes.
Yes. Okay,
and
you'll
I
get
can
it.
Entertain him.
Yes.
Now,
okay.
Sounds good. Sounds like a good life to me.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Take care.
No, thank you.
Bye.
Blessings.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was interesting. Yeah. Okay, what do I got going on here? Oh, let's see. We got another 203. Let me kind of refresh the brain a little bit. You know, we gotta get back into motion here. So, I was gonna. Okay, so let me take another call. Hello.
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 Hi. Can you hear me?
Oh yes. But whom am I speaking to?
Victoria.
Victoria, you sound so young, Victoria. You're not that young, though, are you?
I'm 25.
You are young. You even sound younger. You
yeah.
even sound young. You sound younger than that.
Oh, well.
That's okay. That's okay.
Keep
your
youth.
your youthful spirit about you for as long as you can, right? You can.
Exactly.
You can sound young and have a youthful spirit and still be very responsible, right?
Exactly.
So what's going on? You are responsible, right?
Yes, I would say so.
Your energy is very responsible. Okay.
Oh,
so what's going on?
Well, I wanted to ask you about my love life and the current man in my life right now and what you see for that and for down the road with that, if there's anything with that.
Well, can I have an initial of his name?
Yes, M.
M like in Mary, but it's not a Mary. It's more like a Mark. But I don't think it's a Mark. But, okay.
Nope.
Ah.
Nope. Not a Mark.
No.
I could tell you his first name if you want.
Okay.
Okay,
go ahead. Tell me. Let's get his energy
Mike.
A little better.
Mike.
Mike. Okay. Mike. It's not a Michael. He's a Mike, huh?
Well, Michael, but I call him Mike.
Ah. He doesn't mind that?
You never said otherwise,
okay.
But
okay. So let's get with you and Michael. I like Michael better than Mike, but that's all right. That's my preference. I'm reflecting my preferences here, but I won't burden you with it. So you want? Let me ask let me give a statement, because I got this kind of get this from spirit right away. The fact that you hesitate and want to know about the relationship, you're unsure of the relationship. Am I correct? That's kind of what I heard.
Yeah,
because,
I guess you'd say so, yeah.
Yeah, because if you were solid in the relationship and knew where it was going, you wouldn't talk to anybody, asking anybody, would you?
Right. I wouldn't be calling. Right, correct.
Right. So I'm getting, you know, that energy and from you, and what I'm hearing is that, so the question is, will the relationship solidify in the future? So you'll be certain
yes.
where you're going.
Yes.
Will he step up and give you a game plan?
Yes.
That's really what feels like it's missing here, is the game plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like in 6 months, we're going to do this and this and this and this and this. Or a year from
mm-hmm.
now, you know, here's the ring, we're getting married in 6 months, right? Or let's negotiate it.
Right.
So
well,
he's
guess-
not. So let me give you this, okay? This is what I hear. He's not certain. How old is he?
He's 25 as well.
Okay. That kind of confirms what I'm getting. he's not certain, not about you, but the future with you, in the sense of what he's being of the responsibility of the future. Okay? So don't throw it away. Give him some time to mature into where it's going. You have a future with it. You have a future with him.
Mm-hmm.
But the commitment part's going to take time to get to the future.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you? Like, because he's 25 and he's not sure of, not about you so much that he doesn't care about you. He's not interested in you and he can't see a future with you. He's just not into a place of, I'm ready.
Right. And you're spot on with that, because he's actually told me that. I mean, that he's not ready. I mean, he'll say things like, you know, he needs to feel more financially stable or this
okay,
and that.
Okay, so
and, you know,
do you believe him? Believe him. Believe him.
Okay.
This is about him and not you.
Yes, I do get that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
I do believe that.
Not that you absolutely have to do anything and there's this thing written in concrete somewhere that you have to do anything. But if you're willing to do it, give him some more time.
Yeah, like how much time do you think? Because
because you're kind of getting impatient with him.
Yeah, well, it's been,
go ahead.
I met him last June. And things were good for, you know, the first 2 months or so. And then it started going downhill. But
Can you hold out to the end of the year?
To the end of the year?
November-ish. Can you hold out?
November.
This is August. This is 3 months.
I know.
90 days. Can you hold out 90 days?
I mean, I guess I could.
Okay,
you're
ready to go. Why? See your energies. I'm ready to leave now. What's the future? Here,
you know,
right?
Because I'm just.
And the question,
and the
question is, should I leave now?
Yeah, because you know what? It's one thing if, you know, if I wait and then things will be really, really great with us. You know, if I just, you know, wait it out and then things will be really great. But now I'm getting to the point where I'm like, what if I'm waiting all this time and trying to be patient and then it's just like
forces hand.
I'm sorry. Say it
well,
again.
Well, give up on the patience part. Give up on the patience part. I'm saying be patient. Don't have patience. Tell them, you know what, you're not ready for me. I'm going to keep my options open.
Right, which I've kind of starting to try to do.
Be firm with that.
Yeah. No, I definitely am trying now, and I'm starting to realize that because all this time I've kind of been trying to...
Yeah, trying's not working. You got either yes or no, do it.
Yeah, but you do see it turning around and being good?
I, when you ask me how long should I wait, you wait. And I think the how long you should wait is more about you being really firm that this is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I understand that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
You need to be firm in your mind that he's not making the change. And he's too young emotionally to make the change. And you don't want to wait for him to grow up and be 30 years old. And you're going, oh, God, 30? Jeez. I waited out my life to you to turn 30 to grow up, right?
Right. So I just have to be stern.
Yes. Take care of you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need a man who's, if you want a firm commitment like that, you need a man who's a little bit older than you, within 5 or 6 years older than you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Stop hanging with the boy. An emotional boy. Emotional boy.
Well,
Not physically.
Yeah. No, I get that totally. And I blocked him, so he can't text me or call me, because I know every time he gets in touch with me, it's just the same cycle and it's never serious.
Okay.
So I figured he's going to have to go out of his way if he wants to contact me. And
okay.
And also,
so stop being patient. I got to go, but stop being patient.
Okay.
The more I read your energy, the more I'm going, yeah, you're done. You're done.
You think?
he's not done. You're done.
Uh-huh. Can
okay.
I ask you just one thing?
Okay,
also,
go ahead real quick.
I actually ran into him for the first time in a year this past weekend. We didn't talk,
right. But
he saw me talking to another man that I actually met out who was just talking to me. It's nothing. I mean, I was just talking to him. We were having a good time, and he saw me, and I'm pretty sure he was just watching me this whole time, like talking to this other guy. I'm just wondering, like, what is going on in his head during that moment? Because he didn't come up to me. He was very close nearby, like as if he did, but he didn't come up to me.
Okay, well, I'm gonna real quick. I get the word guilt. There's guilt on his part for not guilt from the past. Guilt from the past. Okay.
Guilt and how he's treated me.
Yeah, how it worked out. Okay, I gotta let you go.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right. Bye bye.
We got into a roundabout way to get into our energy field, didn't we? I got only a couple more minutes in there. Somebody's been holding for a little while. Let me take one more call. Yeah, a roundabout way to get into her energy, and her energy was, I want out of here now. Okay, yeah, now. Yeah, so do you want out now? Hello? Hello?
Hi, George.
Hi,
George.
Hi. I only have a couple. I have a couple minutes, so who am I speaking to?
Yeah. My name is Deep, and I've called earlier into the show.
Your question is?
It is, I have a particular dating site in mind, which I'm going through. Do you think it is legitimate or is it fake? And will I meet girls through that website?
Okay, well, there's a couple parts to this thing. Is it legitimate? And as long as you feel good about it, yes. A lot of it is how you feel about it. A lot of this has to do with how do you feel. Do you feel strong and do you feel confident that you're going to go there and you're going to meet somebody? Do you feel that way or are you hesitating?
The website, I was checking for reviews. They have mixed reviews. Some complaint websites say they are fake while some say that they are all right. So I'm not sure.
What's the site?
It's called Forget Dinner.
Don't do it. That's what I hear for you. Don't do it. Find something legitimate that you feel comfortable with. Okay.
Okay. You're not getting good energy out of it.
No.
All right.
Find something that feels more legitimate to you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye.
And you. Bye.
Yeah, there's a lot of fake sites out there, and it's really weird. And I know I've heard about them, so be careful. Be careful with the dating war. Hey, we got kind of off on a weird tangent today. I was going to try to talk about your past lives and dead people and, you know, all that sort of thing, and not so much about relationships. Relationships, I know, it's the biggest thing in humanity's. We all love relationships, right? Yeah. It's all about feeling good, though, isn't it? Really all about feeling good? It's all about feeling good. And so I will be back tomorrow. We'll try to get back on track tomorrow. And I was going to do this really cool article about – what was I going to do? A cool article about something, about food. Well, let me give you one food real quick because I got about a minute left. Elderberries. Eat your elderberries. Old folk remedy extract. These dark berries appears to block flu viruses and test tube studies. So if you want to help block your flus, elderberries. It helps fight inflammation. Go get your elderberries. Not your young berries, your elderberries. Okay, so that's one. We'll talk about some more tomorrow. The other one, and I won't talk any more about those right now. I'll keep the article fresh so we can get into, yeah. So everybody have a beautiful evening. Yeah, have some fun. Go out and enjoy life. Go party. Do something exciting. Do something new to you. Love you guys. It's been an interesting show today. It was kind of off on a little different tangent than I normally go on. Lately, I've been trying to get into what's your past and people that, yeah, it's always good to connect with people that have, you've known, relatives and so forth. Well, okay, it's been fun. I got to go do some stuff. You got to do some stuff. So we will talk soon. And again, have a great evening. Love you guys. Bye.